woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, DJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Okay, so this is the rainy day. And then it gets sunny again tomorrow and the next day, which is good.
There we go.
And then it warms up, too. So, like, okay, so it's 12 degrees for the high today. It's already 8 outside. Expect mostly rain and cloud all day long. But that's okay. It's Thursday. We're feeling good. And we got an everyday payday opportunity for you at 8 o'clock this morning, which means a keyword. And we want to pay you $100 every single day for the entire year. If you're into that. Would you guys be into that?
Yes, please.
It's cool safe to say fantastic. I'd be into that.
Okay. Well, let's check in, too. TJ, what's on your mind?
There was a survey that came out on the top 10 ways that people treat their pets like their kids. And I just want to read you some of these ridiculous answers, starting at number 10. Wearing matching outfits with them, 21% of people do that. Buying clothes for them, potty training them, throwing them birthday parties, buying them presents for the holidays, creating a social media account, spending quality time with them, making sure they get enough exercise, sharing food with them, and making sure they eat a healthy diet. Now, if there was one of us on this show that was going to buy matching outfits with their dog, it would absolutely be Jax.
It would be.
1,000%. You and Reggie wearing matching Adidas tracksuits.
I have nothing to say on this.
I hope you get matching Adidas tracksuits. We need to call Adidas.
I already have one.
Do you have one?
I already have one, yeah.
No, and you haven't done it?
But he's too chubby for it.
What?
It's a little too small, so I have to get a new size. I just got it actually not too long ago.
Oh, my God. Jax, what's up with you other than that?
I want to bring a tweet to your attention, gentlemen, that we got from Maddie. Listening to the Virgin Radio TO Mornings podcast from yesterday, Jax on air was talking about the pink supermoon, and I now understand why I was on the verge of tears for most of the day yesterday.
It was the moon?
It was the supermoon. So Maddie gets the moon. Apparently you guys don't, but yeah, supermoon's real, gentlemen. There's proof.
One tweet about it? one tweet? How many people, Adam, would you say if we talked to
every
morning?
A lot of people. Producer Jesse?
I feel like we all knew this was coming eventually, but Netflix is rolling out a feature today globally that auto-plays a show for you based on your viewing history.
I love it.
So you hit a button and it plays a show that it thinks you'll like.
Why did it take them so long?
Like, how long have we had Netflix for? Like, 15 years?
Yeah.
And it took them this long to just make a button that plays a show?
Yeah.
Like, TV?
But they had to stockpile all your information first.
That's right.
And now they have it, and now they know what you want.
Well, it's nice that they're going to do that, so I don't spend an hour trying to figure out what I want. Honestly, I'm the worst at picking Netflix shows, so I just kind of revert back to the same two or three. And so this will be nice. I'm really excited for this
I don't mind this at all. This will help.
Yeah.
This will
help. This is really, really good. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. You want to hit us up? Anytime. 416-872-9999, 999-999 to text. Just if you want to say hi. It's Jason Derulo, Savage Love, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you remember that shockingly scary house that was for sale in the West End just off Ossington?
Yeah, the murder house.
It looked like a murder house.
Yeah.
It was more of a hoarding situation,
yes.
But it did. I mean, the walls had red stains on them, so everybody's like, what is that?
It was terrifying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So that house, which is on Rebecca Street, is up for sale. Now, originally, it was listed at $749. It sold at $675. I cannot express to you, if you've never seen the pictures of this, how unlivable this house would be.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't even let your animals step foot in.
No.
It's bad.
It was horrifying.
So they have now renovated it, tore it apart, and relisted it at $1.2 million. And it's like one of those old British-looking row houses.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, it's number 15 Rebecca Street. People are like, wow, they're going to make $500,000 profit. And, and when you look at the renovations that they did,
you're
like, no, they're not. No. They spent a lot of money on this. The house looks incredible.
It's also like Rebecca Street is right by Bellwoods, right by Ossington and Queen. Like, it's a wicked neighborhood.
Yes.
So, knowing the city then, are they just, this is going to sound ridiculous, but are they just listing it low?
Oh, yeah.
Probably a little bit.
Yeah.
Probably a little bit. It could get into multiple offers for sure because it's notorious too. It's got a story. Yeah. So when you buy it, there's a lot of buyers out there too, people who have way more money than we do.
Combined.
more money. Yeah. Who want to be able to, like, when you have people over, you want to show them the pictures. You want to tell the story. Yeah. Here's what happened. That sort of thing. Houses with stories have like a little kind of extra value to them. I would love to tell you a story. Because I almost bought the house two doors down from
No me. Way, really?
That's right.
On Rebecca Street?
Yes. Now,
that's
such a cute this street. Was 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And the house at that time was listed for, at the time, an astounding, like, $400,000.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah. And this is, and it was, the house I was looking at was perfect, was all done.
Yeah.
There
yeah.
was nothing that needed
that
to be done.
For that price, remember the days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this one will probably go for between, they're saying between yeah. 1.2 and 1.5.
Oh, my God.
And this, 8 years like that. Now, the only reason I didn't Whoa. Buy it at the time,
yeah,
termites. Now, right. I'm not saying this one does, because that happens.
Yeah.
Old houses have it. But that was the reason I backed off, was because of that.
Oh.
Yeah. But it you was, know, and that's just one house. Oh. I'm not saying any houses on that street have that currently. You can get rid of them pretty quick. But it was, that was going to be my first place. Yeah. And I was going to buy it. And have like 5 roommates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get in, get in. You have to make the mortgage.
It's outrageously expensive, yeah. But anyway.
If you would have done that 8 years ago, you would not be working here, would you?
Well, no, I still would. It's the thing is that you kind of look at the price change and you think, oh my God, but it's a cute little street.
Yeah.
It's got condos near the other. It's got great.
Oh, it's like
Blondie's Pizza's up there.
Yeah, Jimmy's Coffee's right there. Like that part of Ossington from, yeah. Queen to Dundas is just winged.
So if you're listening to this and you have a fabulous amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Like right you're there. Wearing a monocle right yeah. now.
Right.
Looking for your next venture.
Well, and the thing is too, there's no parking.
No, like, of course there's not.
Again, it's just street parking, so it's luck of the draw.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm out then.
Is that right, TJ?
For that reason, I'm out.
Sorry, mogul TJ.
That's right. That's right. Listen, as someone who recently purchased a 200-square-foot apartment, I can tell you this. If there's no parking, I don't get out of bed.
Hey, you did get a spot with yours, right?
Yeah, I want to brag. Things are going pretty well.
All right.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio. How can any of us afford anything?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I think one of the more positive stories to come out of the pandemic, although it's not directly pandemic related, it was a kind of a shining light when things just sucked.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, things are, as much as it still sucks now, it's a lot less bad than it was even 3-4 months ago, right?
And it's warmer, at least.
Yeah.
You know?
The weather's nice.
Yeah, it's awful, but it's sunny.
Yeah.
Suck meter is dropping.
Yes. Yeah, slowly. Now, Elliot Page and his transition and his story and his journey, beacon of hope for a lot of people, especially youth who are figuring themselves out. And, you know, there's no right way to do this. There's no right timeline to do this. What is important about this is that you get there and that you live your full authentic self right away, right?
Which is terrifying, but once you get
terrifying.
There,
like... Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Elliot sat down with Oprah, and this is one of those ones where Oprah's just like, I'm going to drop a huge interview on you.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
Out of the blue.
Surprise.
So it's on Apple TV Plus.
Yeah.
And she's got a bunch of great interviews there, but this one's fascinating. And of course, Canadian, so we kind of love
Elliot.
So have a listen to what Oprah asks Elliot in this clip about what it was like posting the letter describing... how he identified, and that was a big, nobody really saw that coming, right? Because before that, Elliot, we knew Elliot as an actor, and that was sort of it, and a member of the queer community, but not to this.
And notoriously private on top of that.
Right.
Very private. Very private. Did a lot of films and TV, but very private when it came to their private life.
It's funny you mention that, because in this clip, you can hear a little bit uncomfortable with it, so have a listen to Elliot Page discussing that.
Knowing I have wanted a moment to, you know, become comfortable in myself and to be able to kind of get to that point. And for me, I think it is in this time we're in right now, and especially with this, horrible backlash we're seeing towards trans people, particularly trans youth, it really felt imperative to do so. And the experience I had closeted so long, you know, I mean, I came out as gay right before my 27th birthday. And up until then, I had pretty much never even touched someone outside who I was in love with, you know. And so I think any kind of sensation of feeling that again, there was just no way I could do it. It felt important and selfish for myself and my own well-being and my mental health. With this platform I have, the privilege that I have, and knowing the pain and the difficulties and the struggles I faced in my life, let alone what so many other people are facing, it absolutely felt just crucial and important for me to share that.
So when you hear that, how does it make you feel?
Really, really, really proud.
Proud.
And you can hear his nerves. And I mean, that would be an extremely vulnerable position to be in. And, you know, like we said, like very private. He's very shy when you see him in interviews. Recognition of privilege as well in there, and acknowledging how hard it is for trans youth and black trans folk right now. But in this 2020, 2021 situation, still coming out and living authentically, brave. I can't wait to see this full interview. It's going to be fantastic.
The other thing that stuck out to me was, he says, until I came out as gay on my 27th birthday, I didn't touch anyone I loved in public.
Yeah. Wow.
You think about that. Like, I'm just thinking about, like, my first girlfriend in high school. And, like, we walk around the halls, like, holding hands and stuff. And the immense amount of, like, hey, I'm a cool guy, finally. Yeah. I wasn't. But, you know, like, you finally feel like I'm, like, And I can express that, and it's about a very powerful feeling, even when you're like 14. Yeah. And he never got that.
He never had access to
until
that.
He was 27.
Exactly. Never had access to that. It's like living authentically in some regard.
Yeah, it grounds that phrase. Yeah. When you hear the phrase living authentically, and you hear, I haven't touched someone that I've loved until you were 27.
It's not, not publicly, or didn't feel comfortable. Yeah. It's crazy.
I love Elliot. Using that platform, using that privilege, like doing the right thing. And I, like Oprah, Oprah does incredible interviews, as we know. So the two of them together is going to be wonderful.
And I think it's a good time to remind you as well, if you're listening to this and you're feeling, I don't know, I don't know what the best way to describe that feeling is, but you're feeling uncomfortable, or you're feeling like there's something about yourself that you need to explore.
Yeah.
Just know that on this show, with this group of people, you are loved.
Yep.
And we encourage you to, on your own time, you know, there's no pressure, but go and explore that, because the happiness is kind of the truth, right? And I don't mean to get preachy, but I think it's really important that we discuss the fact that
you are
that,
so loved.
Absolutely. And accepted. And many people here will love and accept, and count us among the first four that will do that.
And if you need a chosen family, we're up for it.
Yeah,
we're
that's right.
We got a big family.
I'll be the weird uncle.
TJ.
He's going to tell you about World War II planes.
You want to hear about the Spitfire?
Okay.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
After mounting pressure from the public, the Ontario government has finally approved paid sick days. Finally. The program will provide $200 per day for 3 days to eligible employees, both full-time and part-time, who can use it if they or a loved one comes down with the virus, or if they need to take time off for their mental health. It can also be used for things like having to leave work to get tested or vaccinated against the disease. I mean, that's great, but also that's 3 sick days for a virus that requires people to isolate for a minimum of 10 days. Mm-hmm. So a little bit closer, but still not there.
Not quite.
Exciting music news. New Billie Eilish, Happier Than Ever, comes out today at noon, which is amazing because we didn't even know that song existed like 3 days ago. Right. Also, DJ Khaled's new album is coming on Friday, and the list of features are unbelievable. Post Malone, 21 Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, Da Baby, Puff Daddy, Justin Bieber, Roddy Ricch, and more.
Okay, Puff Daddy, I'm excited about. All the other ones
I
expected.
Are we excited for Puff Daddy?
I want to know. What can Puff Daddy do now? Is what I meant my question. Can you know, like, what's he like in 2021?
For clarification, he's not P. Diddy anymore, correct?
No, I think he's Puff Daddy again.
Again, okay.
Yeah.
I just go with whatever the internet tells me.
Okay. I think he could be any of them. Like, do you think he cares?
He's Pfft. He's fine.
Yeah.
I would care. I would correct people. But okay. I'm also kind of a jerk. Here are 5 things that make moms disappointed on Mother's Day.
All right.
It's very important to know this because Mother's Day is sneaking up May 9th, which is like a week and a half from now. Number 5, not getting any alone time. 28% of moms say that drives them crazy. Excuse me. 4, waking up early. 30%. Number 3, feeling exhausted at the end of the day. Number 2, not being able to take a break from the everyday routine. And the number 1 thing that drives your mom nuts on Mother's Day is having to clean up after the party or meal. 47% of moms. Don't do that.
Don't like cleaning.
Who makes their mom clean up on Mother's Day?
Monsters.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, like,
do better.
Okay. Let me paint you a picture. You're super little. You're like 5 or 6, and you're like, I'm going to bring my mom toast. in bed.
Yeah, it's a mess.
It's nice.
Yeah.
And then there's just toast crumbs all over the counter.
Well, maybe you should be a toddier baby.
Yeah. Okay. Exactly. Yeah. What's that kid's problem?
Loser kid.
That's what's trying to come teach him.
I have a feeling that if you're a toddler, your mom doesn't mind then. It's probably when there's somebody else who's able to clean up and they don't. I think that's probably what we're talking about
here. No, they're definitely mad at the child.
Okay, so listen, don't let your mom clean up anything or do anything on Mother's Day. Spend some time. That's all they want. That's what my mom always said. I just want to spend time with you. And by that, she means, I want to spend time with your daughter. I could care less about
there
you.
There it is.
Which is fair. Everyday payday. We've got a keyword for you. 8 o'clock this morning. That's two songs from right now.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
Guys, want you to meet Paulina. Who has, you know what? I want to say full respect to Paulina, has been following all the social distancing rules, but this is a guy named RJ. And we're interested in this guy named RJ, right, Paulina?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so tell us how this starts and then ends in a ghosted.
Okay, so I met RJ on Hinge like early March, like first, second week. We exchanged numbers like right away because we just sort of hit it off.
All right.
And then for the next month, we were just kind of pen pals. We texted pretty much every day for a week, but, you know, we didn't meet up for a date or have a Zoom date or anything. And, like, I get it, you know, trying to social distance, stay away, but I don't really want to meet up with strangers right now anyway.
Yeah,
cool. Building a strong base over text, but, you know, I do want it to be rock solid by the time we meet, but, like, it was starting to be a long time where we didn't even have a Zoom date. So RJ finally texts me last week, though, and says, you know, I really like you. Can we do a FaceTime tonight or just hang out on the phone together? And I am so down, you guys. I block off my Friday night. I feel like this is going to be a great thing. And we just watch The Office together over FaceTime. I'm like,
Nothing better.
That's pretty good.
It was amazing.
Do you have a particular episode that you watched?
Pretty much the whole third season.
Oh, wow.
Whoa,
22 episodes there. Yeah. All right. Right? Isn't that Jim and Pam season?
I think that's season 4.
Oh, okay.
They get together? Right. Season three. Yeah, it's the build.
Season three is when he comes back to Scranton. So, and then at the end they get
together. So Paulina, you and RJ were building like Jim and Pam. And here's the thing. You guys do your FaceTime and then afterwards, nothing, right?
Right. We hung out and it was seamless. We were joking. We each had, you know, a couple of beverages. Ooh. We were just, it was like we had known each other for a long time. And then, like, bam, nothing. No texting. Remember, we were texting every day.
Those are weird ones.
They are, because it's like you haven't even seen each other in person. Yeah. That's what's so weird about dating right now. And then it's like, well, what could I possibly have done? Yeah. Really? Usually I'm like, it must be my body odor.
Are you a talk over the TV type person? Like, did you guys actually watch the episodes or were you trying to have a conversation while he was watching or vice versa?
Yeah, no, I mean, like, we talked a little bit. Like, no one has seen these episodes before, right?
Right.
A couple of times we were talking or talked about things we liked in the episode, but, like, I feel like I'm okay at reading people. We were both having a good time, which is why I was like, this makes no sense to me.
And that is why we need to call him. And we are going to do that next. Give him a shout with you listening on the phone. See what happens.
Ghosted is powered by Ghost Kitchens.
Order from over 20 food brands and get everything in one delivery, like Quiznos and Cinnabon.
Visit Uber Eats, skip the dishes, and DoorDash for a Ghost Kitchen location near you. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am, definitely.
So, Paulina has a really nice story, especially when it comes to pandemic dating. You're texting somebody back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, and there comes a point where it's like, okay, listen, we better make something happen here, otherwise this is going to die before it should. And so RJ, this guy, Paulina, that you had kind of matched with, said, why don't we do a FaceTime date? And you guys did. What'd you do?
We watched The Office on FaceTime.
Tale as old as time.
Amazing. And this is a guy that you were texting all the time. And then all of a sudden, after the date's over, you don't hear from him again.
Nothing.
Before we make the call with you listening in and asking him, you know, why you were ghosted, are you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Sometimes they're a little harsh.
Yeah, I have to know. I have to know what went wrong.
All right.
Let's give him a call.
Hello.
Hi there. Is this RJ?
Yeah. Who am I speaking with?
Adam Wild, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, guys. I don't want to be part of a survey or anything or whatever.
Thank you.
Do we do a survey?
Yeah, I guess. All right. Yeah. No, we're not doing a survey or anything. We're not trying to sell you anything. We wanted to know why you ghosted somebody. The name is Paulina.
Oh, ghost of Paulina. Oh, okay, what about Paulina? Why do you guys need the information?
We might have something in it for you afterwards if you just answer the question. I can't tell you why, but I do need to know.
All right, well, if I can vent for a second about her, maybe you guys are going to understand what's going on. Is that what you guys want?
Vent away.
That is exactly what we want.
Oh, do you want this hot cup of tea? Yeah, please. That would be fantastic.
Awkward. Okay, so listen, I'm talking to her for about a month. She's great, man. She's absolutely great. You know, we definitely have a bond. We get along great together. We've got great conversation. We like the same things. I mean, we're like, you know, we're perfect for each other.
You're like Jim and Pam.
Bread and butter, whatever. And I tell you, just looking at her, though, I mean, seeing her pictures... basically, you know, because we were just texting, she is a solid 10, man. She's a solid 10. And I'm like, all right, I'm a 6, okay?
Good for you.
I respect that.
I'm definitely punching above my weight class, but, you know, what the heck, you know? So then we finally had a date on FaceTime. I was really, really excited. Looking forward to it. And so the whole night we're watching Netflix and we're hanging she keeps saying what a great, ready, friend I am. Listen, I was ready. Once I met this lady, I was like going to drop the ID and propose her. I like talking to her.
Yeah, don't do that.
But she went on all night about what a friend I am, how great it is, I'm her pal. You know, she called me her buddy. At one point, she even dropped the B word. She called me her bro or brother.
I did not call you my brother. That is a lie.
Well, come on, guys. Paulina. Hey.
All right, Paulina. So obviously, RJ, Paulina has been listening.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry. All right, Paulina. That is not the story you told us. I don't blame RJ for thinking that.
Okay. First of all, RJ, I never said you were like a brother to me. Second, I was saying you were a great friend because that's what you've been since we met. You didn't ask me on a date until the FaceTime. Like, I didn't know what you were doing. I mean, like, I really like you and I want to date you. You are not friend-zoned.
Oh, that is definitely not the way it came across. I mean, you kept saying friend. He did say brother. He did. I mean, we did a great rapport, which is why it was so disappointing when I kept hearing these buddy, friend, brother things. I mean, it just didn't come across that way, Paulina.
She's not your buddy, guy.
You can just say, great, let's go on a date then, sir. Yeah. Do it.
Great. Let's go on a date.
There you go.
Okay, I accept.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay.
Yay.
Wait, is that happening?
No, I'm sorry.
Yay! I think, Jax, that was really a hard right
answer.
That was
the most aggressive way to ask people if they want to do a second date.
But
I think
he was just over-explaining, and I think that they just need to get back together.
All right, now, so since Jax forced the two of you together, like, this is a grade 8 dance, do you guys actually want to go on a date again?
Oh, absolutely, man. I'm still totally into you, Paulina. I am in it 100%.
Hey, Paulina, are you?
Yeah. Okay. I was really upset when you stopped talking to me. I thought I did something weird.
I'm sorry.
This is sweet.
Yeah,
this is good.
Damn, bro. All right. Well, listen, congrats to the both of you.
Yay.
We will pay for the second date. Now, I'm assuming it's probably going to have to be on FaceTime, or if you can wait like a few more weeks, we'll come out of lockdown and you guys can see each other in person. But either way, we wish you guys the best. You both seem like really good people. And as often is the case, this is just a miscommunication.
Imagine.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. I'm very excited about this.
No more bros in the future, okay, Paulina? No bros.
Never said bro.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Britney Spears granted the right to speak at her next conservatorship hearing. That means that she did not have the right to speak about who had control of her life. For the last, like, 8 of them?
Couldn't say a thing.
Whoa.
Yeah. Couldn't say a thing. Crazy. She couldn't post anything. She couldn't say anything.
This legal ruling will decide who controls her finances as well as what she does with her singing and entertaining career. Now, you got to see that documentary. It's on Crave.
It's wild.
If you haven't seen it, it's amazing. But she's going to be able to speak on June 23rd. And her lawyer said my client has requested at the hearing that she could address the court directly and that it be done on an expedited basis. It's not known what she's going to say. We do know that she's trying to replace her father with somebody else as a conservator.
Mm-hmm. Jody Montgomery, I think, who's like her assistant or something.
Right. But the weird thing about all of this is a lot of people are asking, well, why don't they just end the conservatorship? Apparently,
not that simple.
Almost impossible to do so. Once it's been instituted, that's what it is.
Because these are primarily for people near the end of their life.
Yes.
Correct?
Yeah.
Right? Just to take control of their finances.
Almost 100% of the time.
So it's pretty unprecedented territory for Britney to have had one from the time she was 28, 29.
And I wonder, you know, I know that she's allowed to quote-unquote post stuff on Instagram, but, like, imagine, so she's able to replace the conservatorship. Like, let's say she's successful and her father. Does that mean then she can sit down with Oprah, because Jody Montgomery is going to allow this, sit down with Oprah and actually talk about what was happening? Like, are we ever going to know how?
I don't think anytime soon, but I think maybe down the line. And I wonder how kind of, you know, tight her rules and restrictions are going to be around. Like, even if she does have Jody Montgomery, because Jody Montgomery is actually like a professional conservator. Like, she does that for a living.
Yeah.
So she's like a lawyer kind of thing. So she's done this before, but I don't believe that it's come with a lot of like press and media.
Would she even want to? Like, she wasn't part of the documentary, and probably
I don't think
she
was
wasn't
allowed to be.
Yeah. But it seems from all the court documents, she just wants to live her life.
Yeah,
that's true. I think I'm trying to put myself, it's impossible to put yourself in those shoes. But if you're like, imagine you've been muzzled for 12, 15 years.
Yeah.
You might want to say something.
Yeah.
You might have something to say. Like even that in the documentary, you see Matt Lauer, who has since, you know, lost a job for many other terrible reasons.
Being a monster.
But questioning her motherhood and that sort of thing, just openly, like it was no problem.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, wouldn't you want to be able to go back and kind of, like, point the finger back at everybody else? I know that sounds petty, but I feel like I might want to.
Well, there's two things. Like, she either does want to give some clarity and actually, like, clear some things up, or she's like, I need to move on. Like you said, like, she just wants to live her life. And I could see the second option being like, she just doesn't want anything to do with this. She just wants to live free and not have to deal with that anymore.
Okay. To Jax's point too, the documentary kind of did that for her. Mm. And then people since then have been doing that for her. So does she really need to come back on and say like, hey, you were all right and I was treated poorly and you all owe me an apology? Or is the implication enough? Right?
I don't know. I do not know. But this June 23rd circle on your calendar, it's one of those things where you're like, man, I'm interested in what happens here. Oh,
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
A sign that good things are coming. Toronto is set to begin installing curb lane patios this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Or next weekend, pardon me. Saturday, May 8th. This is in an effort to avoid delays for participating restaurants in the Cafe TO program. So when outdoor dining is once again permitted, they want to be able to open them up as soon as possible.
Yes.
So the mayor said, let's just start building them now so we're ready to go as soon as we can. We all knew this was going to happen eventually. Netflix launched a new feature that will autoplay a show based on your viewing history. So it's called Play Something, and it's available to all users. It's just a button, and you click it, and it just automatically puts up a TV show that you haven't watched before. And it's just based on all the stuff that you've been watching.
That's so helpful.
I wonder if it takes into account the fact that you've watched the same show like 9 times.
I think it might. Like, here's the intensity in which I like this show.
Yeah.
Some people are weirded out by it, but I'm like, we literally give our information to everybody.
Yeah.
Like, this is good information. Yeah. Helpful.
The Toronto District School Board will review over 500 school names to better reflect diversity. This, according to a press release, the TDSB is forming a working group that will propose a new renaming process for Toronto schools and kickstart a review of 583 school names. This review is going to be finalized by June 2021. Definitely a good idea.
Yeah.
And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you very much, TJ.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's producer Jesse's trivia. And every single time we do this, you pick the right winner and you get yourself a Google Smart Home Mini. That means Jax, TJ, or myself, Adam Wilde at 999-99. Decide now who will win. Based on the game parameters, producer Jesse, what are we playing?
Today, Billie Eilish is releasing a new song at noon called Your Power. You're going to hear it on this station. So I'm going to read you a Billie Eilish lyric, and you have to complete the next line.
Okay.
Most correct answers wins.
Damn.
Uh-oh.
All right. So, who do you think's going to win? Is it Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax? Text to 999-99. Jesse, who's starting?
TJ, right. You are up first.
Whoa. And
all
this
right.
Is
clip
you're
number one,
this.
Right?
This is Billie Eilish's Everything I Wanted. She says, I tried to scream, but my head was underwater. They called me weak.
Like I'm not somebody's daughter.
Play.
They called me weak. Like I'm not just somebody's daughter.
That's a point for TJ.
Nice.
Well done. Well done, buddy.
All right.
I mean,
Adam.
Whatever.
Stop it.
He's
it's begun.
This isn't fair. You make fun of Billie Eilish and then you get it all right.
All right, Adam.
Yep.
This is from I Think Therefore I Am.
Okay.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about?
Keep my pretty name out of your mouth.
Play it.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about? Get my pretty name out of your mouth.
Whoa!
We'll give it to him. Right, that's a point for Adam.
Look at that.
All right, hey, Jax.
No big deal. Is that your impression? If I close my eyes, it's like I'm thinking.
Jax?
This is from Everything I Wanted. Thought I could fly, so I stepped off the golden. Nobody cried.
Oh, I have no idea.
Oh. Is that the lyric?
Nobody cried.
I love this song so much, too.
Nobody even noticed. I saw them standing
nobody
right
even
there.
Nobody noticed.
Nobody.
I love Billie so much, and I'm so bad at this game.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Her lyrics are
stop
pretty,
it,
that wasn't
DJ.
Sarcasm.
Stop it. That was so
I don't know if this is your first time hearing trivia on this show, but there's a bit of a rivalry between TJ and Jax, and I just kind of sit back and
wins.
Eat popcorn. So,
All right, TJ again. TJ, you're back up.
Oh, God.
This is from Bad Guy. This round, they will all be lyrics from Bad Guy, FYI. Sleeping. You're on your tippy toes. Creep around like no one knows.
I don't know.
Oh, too bad.
Is that the lyric?
What?
Maybe it is.
Like no one knows, think you're so criminal.
It's criminal that I didn't know that.
Ah.
Hey. I didn't know that one either. Jeez,
all
that's
right.
Tough. That's a tricky
Adam?
Song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're up. So you're a tough guy. Like it really rough guy. Just can't get enough guy.
Just always so puff guy?
What?
Play it.
Ah. Yeah.
So you're a tough guy. Like
I guess I got it wrong.
Mm-hmm. Just can't get enough. Chest always so puff, guys.
Chest always so
chest.
Puff.
I never knew the lyric to that,
oh, yeah.
But it was close.
Yeah.
All right.
No points.
All right.
Jax?
Gotta stay in the game, Jax. Come
I'm
on, Jax.
That bad type. Make your mama sad type. Make your girlfriend mad tight.
Oh,
what?
Come on.
Oh,
come on.
Can we steal?
Oh!
Something about your dad type.
Yes? But
oh, gonna steal your dad type?
No.
This might seduce your dad type. As a dad, I take offense. No, I'm kidding.
Okay,
so it's me and TJ.
So you guys have a tiebreaker.
Boy, we failed our way through that one.
Yeah.
2 out of 6 correct.
We failed our way to the top.
All right. Correct answer, you can go over. Closest to, how many Instagram followers does Billie Eilish have?
Oh, boy.
TJ?
120 million.
I will say 150 million.
82 million.
Oh.
That means TJ
wins
today's trivia.
Again, failed my way to a win.
Only 82 million?
Yes. Well, what's Ariana Grande have? We figured this out 2 days ago.
Oh, it was like 200 million.
200 million. Yeah, okay, all right, fine. All right, well,
Billie?
Congratulations. If you picked TJ, good for you. We're calling you back. So if you see an unknown name pop up, it's us trying to give you your Google Smart Home Mini. Here's Virginia to Vegas on Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
If you dream about your ex, you should not do this. You should not do this one thing. And it should be pretty obvious, but texting them is the thing that they say that you should not do. According to a dream psychologist, I didn't know you could be like a psychologist who studies dreams. But you can. His name's Ian Wallace. He said you should definitely avoid calling or texting them. And this is happening a lot because of the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Said you're using your ex as a way of symbolizing something inside you. So when you dream of, getting crazy with them again.
Oh.
There's a situation in your waking life that is triggering the qualities you associate with your ex. Mm. It might be that your ex was really caring and really looked after you. So the situation in your waking life could be that you have to be more caring and look after someone else or look after yourself. Or it might be that your ex was unfaithful. Maybe they let you down. And you're betraying yourself in some sort of way. So it's a projection of you.
Which is what most dreams are, they say.
So right. Fascinating.
Just because you're getting chased by a giant snake in your dream doesn't mean that you're getting chased by a giant snake in real life. But maybe, it could mean that you're running away from something.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Stuff like that. Maybe you're the snake.
Maybe you are the snake.
Wow. Dreams are so fascinating, though.
They are. Especially when your girlfriend has to wake up in the middle of the night and collect you from the other side of the house, which brings us to Jax.
I've never been a good sleeper. Like, I have weird dreams, and I sleep talk, and I snore. It's just a mess.
You sleep eat?
Tell us what happened last night, though.
Last night, I was found in the kitchen, naked. boobs everywhere. Just
all the boobs.
Yeah, just everywhere, all over the kitchen, staring at the window, hugging myself.
Self-love, I love that.
It was nice, but my poor girlfriend, Michelle, she knows that she's a lighter sleeper than I, and she knows when I'm up to something. So she felt me wake up. I guess I was like, and I had woken up a little bit earlier than that, kind of scared as well. And I just took off out of bed, and then just ran to the kitchen, terrified. And she came after me and collected me and brought me back to bed.
Now, you don't remember
I don't remember a thing.
She told you about this morning when you woke up.
Yeah, when I was getting ready for work, like I was saying goodbye to her. And then she was like, so last night. And I was like, oh, good God, what was that? Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you know when you just want to, you know, look good and...
Yeah.
Be sexy.
Appear sexy for a partner, and then they find you naked in the kitchen,
hugging yourself,
and looking out of the window, and you don't remember it. It's not
the ship has sailed, huh?
Yeah, it's not the most attractive look. The poor thing.
Yes. So the question we have for you, 416-872-9999 or 999-999 to text is exactly that. Your partner or your parents or your siblings or somebody had to come collect you after you got up from dreaming. Yeah. What happened? Where were you? Basically, to the sleepwalkers among us, because you are a sleepwalker, right?
I am. Like, I'm a notorious sleepwalker, but I really got to start wearing pajamas. I really do. I really do.
I mean, at least
I had, like, boxers on, but everything was everything else.
You know, when we were allowed to go over to people's houses, Jax has a back door in her kitchen.
Yeah.
You were a step away from walking
outside.
You were
almost in the yard. Boobs everywhere.
Boobs in the garden. Oh, God.
Garden boobs.
That actually terrifies me, though. Oh,
triple nine, 416-872-9999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Sleepwalkers, you have a fan in Jax, because Jax is one of you.
I am such a bad sleepwalker.
Had to be collected from the kitchen, stark naked, last night, by her girlfriend. And here's the interesting thing about the Jax thing. She can't remember a single thing that happened.
I ran away.
When you woke up this morning, Michelle had to say to you, hey, so last night.
You good?
You were naked, hugging yourself in the kitchen. What happened?
Looking out the window.
No idea.
And I'm ashamed.
There are a lot of texts that can relate. 999-999, what do we got?
I just want to start here. Jax, you mentioned you were a couple steps away from being naked in the garden. And someone from the 905 said, tell Jax it's National Naked Garden Day on May 1st. So
is that an actual thing?
Yeah, a couple days away and
there's
celebrating.
For literally the most niche things.
I'm here to celebrate.
All right.
From the 647, my mom told me when her and her younger sister were growing up, her sister was a bad sleepwalker. One time she came downstairs and went down into the kitchen and went pee all over the kitchen chair.
Oh, jeez, dear.
That's too nice of a chair to do that to.
Yeah.
From the 289, when I was 7, I would somehow always sleepwalk to my mom's plants, grab the dirt, walk to my mom, and give her the handful. I have no idea why.
A little gift.
A little nighttime gift.
What is it like, before we read the next text, to wake up in the middle of a sleepwalk? You ever done that?
Yes. This isn't the best way, but I was really, really, really bad as a kid. And I went, I walked out of my bedroom, I think I was like 8 or 9, and I went to the top of the stairs and I fell down. And it was carpeted, and I got like carpet burn on my face.
Oh, no.
And so I woke up for that.
Oh, no!
Yeah, that'll do it.
My mom was like, good God!
So do you just wake up and your face is burning and you don't know why?
Like, and you're like...
You must be confused.
Any other times that I can like recall waking up from sleepwalking, I'm scared. Like, I'm really, really, really scared, because it's like really jarring and alarming. Like, how did I get here? Yeah.
They say that about babies too. Like I remember with Everly, when we would try to put her down, she'd fall asleep on like the couch or something.
Yeah.
Transfer her to the crib. If she woke up in the crib, she'd absolutely freak out.
It's weird.
Because they don't know where they are, right?
Yeah. And I don't remember walking here.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 3 months old, but
yeah. Exactly.
Crazy anyway.
Another one from the 705. My sister screams in her sleep.
Oh,
like
yeah, that's
bloody
the
murder
yeah.
screaming. On Night bad
terrors.
Nights, you have to go on her door and ask her if she's okay. She'll mumble something to you, and you go back to bed.
Yeah.
Both my parents have sleep apnea, so I'm the only one who ever has to hear it.
My brother used to have night terrors, and apparently you're not supposed to touch somebody who has night terrors or, like, bother them too much. You can, like, talk to them, but you're not supposed to, like, actually interrupt because it can really mess with them, and they can get really, really terrified.
Really?
Have you ever fallen in your sleep and then right as you're about to hit? Apparently, I don't know if this is an old wives' tale or what, but apparently if you don't wake up, you could risk a heart attack. Like, it's such a shock to your system when you fall in a dream. Ooh. That's why you wake up. So I could be wrong on that, but I have never actually completely fallen in a dream. It's always you wake back
and
up
it takes
again.
You like breath waves.
I've
also heard, you know, that moment where like you kind of half fall asleep and then you wake up right before you're asleep and it freaks you out. That's because your brain is associating that with death.
No way.
That's what I read online once, and I've been telling everybody for like 5 years.
Is that a Reddit find? Or is that a story? What is
that?
Studyfinds.gov.
Sometimes I don't trust what you tell me.
And for good reason, but you can trust this one.
Okay, all right.
Last text here from the 905. When I was maybe 9 years old, my parents were watching TV in the living room. I went to the bathroom, grabbed the bath mat, and laid down on it right in front of the TV after I circled it 3 times and then laid back down on it. You know, like a dog trying to find the right spot on the couch.
It's like, and scientists and doctors like know so little about sleep. It's really fascinating.
Okay. Well, there we go.
Like
you know what? If my kid did that, I would think I was in the middle of a horror movie.
Oh,
I'd be
sure.
Absolutely terrified.
Yeah,
if I woke up and you were naked in my kitchen, I would be like, hey, why are you in my apartment, first of all? Secondly, I'm leaving.
Yeah, I'd say high five.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
After mounting pressure from the public, the Ontario government has finally approved paid sick days.
Woo! Kind of.
Yeah, sort of. The program will provide $200 per day for 3 days to eligible employees, both full and part-time, who can use it for if they or a loved one comes down with the virus, or if they need to take some time off for their mental health, or to get vaccinated, or to get tested. I mean, yay, that's great. It's kind of what we wanted, but also they just approved 3 sick days for a virus that requires people to isolate for a minimum of 10 days. But hey, who am I? Exciting music news today. Billie Eilish is dropping new music. It's called Your Power. It's coming out at noon. You can hear it as an iHeartRadio world premiere on this very radio station, 99.9 Virgin Radio. Also, DJ Khaled's new album is coming out tomorrow and has a star-studded list of features including Post Malone, 21 Savage, Megan Thee Stallion, Lil Wayne, Lil Baby, DaBaby, Puff Daddy, Justin Bieber, Roddy Ricch, and even more.
All the babies. Everybody's going to be on the album.
Every baby.
Yeah.
Here are 5 things that make moms disappointed on Mother's Day. It's a pretty good survey to have, considering Mother's Day is coming up really quick, May 9th, which is like a week and a half away.
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Yeah, you're very welcome. 5, not getting any alone time. 4, waking up early. 3, feeling exhausted at the end of the day. 2, not being able to take a break from the everyday routine. And 1, having to clean up after the party or a meal. Don't make your mom clean up for her own day. it's not a good move.
It's not a good, that's not fair.
You would have thought that would have been self-evident.
No.
Like that would have been obvious, but yeah, I guess not.
As the prophet Dave Nellis from her evening show once said, common sense ain't so common anymore. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
And Dames was the only one to say it.
That's right. That's a Dames original.
Hey, every day payday, $100 every single day for 365 days. Next, 2 minutes, Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
How'd you like to buy a wedding? There's people that have had to basically move on from the plans that they had because it's like, okay, screw this. Let's just get married, you know?
Yeah.
And it's hard to imagine that we were allowed to have weddings with like up to 50 people, no mask last summer.
And we were upset about it.
Yeah, it was like only 50. Yeah. Boy, if only we could tell our past selves. Mm-hmm. Now, this is in New York, so you have to remember that they're a little bit more ahead in the vaccination process than we are. But there's a woman there. She moved out of Manhattan because of COVID. And now she and her husband kind of did a really small, quick, intimate I do ceremony in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Cute.
But because she lived in New York, she had already bought the wedding that she wanted, and that was the wedding of her dreams. And it seems now like, oh, you might be able to have it, but she's already married. And so she spent $25,000 on this wedding.
Yeah.
And she's selling it.
Just a package, like a whole thing.
Yeah. So she said, are you an engaged New Yorker? Do you have a low budget but exquisite taste? Does your wedding planning give you hives? Which I have to be honest with you, I've been through that process. Wedding planning is not fun. No, unless you're one of those people that loves planning parties and, you know, good for you.
Yeah.
That's great. So she's selling it on TikTok. She said she paid $25,000 for it. But if you want everything in her wedding, she'll give it to you for the low, low price of $15,000.
Hey, that's not bad. I mean, if you Facebook Marketplace that, you can offer her 10.
Yeah.
Meet at 12.
Yeah, yeah. When you put something on like a GG or Facebook Marketplace, it's like, I would like $50 for this. Great, we'll give you 10.
Yeah.
It is lowball 10 and you have central. To
it is.
On
it is.
Facebook Marketplace.
She said, I was really surprised I was able to plan something this nice for this budget. And I feel like there's definitely people that are going to be into this. And especially New York's like Toronto. Everything is outrageously expensive, even now. And so this is your opportunity to go and buy a wedding for $15,000. So my question to you is, having not been married, the two of you, would you be able to buy a wedding that was not completely of your choosing? Meaning, like, I'm especially thinking TJ on this one. I know you can be particular about certain things.
I am. But
would you be okay accepting the lower price and maybe making a few exceptions?
The only thing that that is stronger in my personality than being particular is being very cheap. So you have me a discount? Yeah. I don't even put my name on the invitations.
You could use their invitations?
Yeah, whatever.
What do they have?
Throw those in too.
To John and Shirley.
Yeah, I could be please. Shirley.
Jax, could you do it?
No.
No.
No, I could
even
never
do that. $15,000. Most weddings are like $20,000+.
Right, but I just wouldn't. I'd want to have like my stamp on it. I want to have like my particulars and like you have a certain vision when you want to get married. And I just couldn't do it. I just couldn't do it.
What's your vision?
Oh, yeah.
I don't, guys, vision, I don't no, vision know. Board. I don't know. But I would want like the party a specific way. I would want, yeah, I would want it my own way.
I would want, the only thing I would want, and I would make sure that this was put in, is a McDonald's snack at midnight. That's it.
People who do that that's an A-plus wedding right there.
Table
or a
McDonald's.
Nacho bar.
Ooh. We had a cold cuts and cheese one.
Even better. Mm.
Super good.
Good
make
cheese.
A sandwich out of that. It's Kate and Brown, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Seriously, Oprah is on a bit of a hot streak. And you could argue that Oprah's been on a bit of a hot streak for the last 35 years.
Yeah, she's been on the heat.
But recently,
she's been doing all right.
Recently, it's like elevated. Now, she had Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, and that interview was exploding across the world. And people in England, I follow a bunch of like British newspapers and stuff like that just to kind of monitor what's going on. And they're still talking about it.
Yeah.
It keeps going and going and going and going. One interview. Now, this one I think's a little more important for society as a whole, and it's Elliot Page. Nova Scotian King.
That's right.
Jax, you knew Elliot.
Well, yeah, like, I've met Elliot a couple times. Absolute sweetheart. Like, he's, just a doll. And I mean, like, when I say Halle famous, like,
Halle
he
famous.
Is the king Hollywood. Of Halifax. Yeah, absolutely. So proud of him.
Now,
yeah.
Now Elliot went through a transition, as you know, recently, and spoke to Oprah about that and about what it was like to finally live his authentic self after so many years not doing so. And there's a couple moments in this we got to break down, but you got to listen to this one clip because it has not dropped yet. It will be on Apple TV Plus. Have a listen.
Knowing I have wanted a moment to, become comfortable in myself and to be able to kind of get to that point. And for me, I think it is in this time we're in right now, and especially with this, horrible backlash we're seeing towards trans people, particularly trans youth, it really felt imperative to do so. And the experience I had closeted so long, I came out as gay right before my 27th birthday, and up until then I had pretty much never even touched someone outside who I was in love with, And so I think any kind of sensation of feeling that again, there was just no way I could do it. It felt important and selfish for myself and my own well-being and my mental health. With this platform I have, the privilege that I have, and knowing the pain and the difficulties and the struggles I faced in my life, let alone what so many other people are facing, It absolutely felt just crucial and important for me to share that.
And you can hear the there's an earnest tone, and there's also nerves.
Yes.
I mean, this is not an easy subject to talk about.
This is extremely vulnerable. And like you said, it wasn't too long ago that, you know, he did the shoot and spoke openly about this. So, like, this is really brave of him to do this sort of in-depth interview, especially with someone at the stature of Oprah. Like, that's just not just a casual interview. That's talking to Oprah.
Yeah.
And think about what that does for the youth, too, who aren't living their authentic self and they don't know. And now they have someone that they can look up to and hear how they speak about it and see how they use their platform.
And not only for, you know, in a time where trans youth lives matter, but like where a lot of trans youth, like the rights are being taken away actively in the States and in Canada. So it's so important not only to talk about this and share, but, you know, to give the platform back to them. So Elliot's so good.
Well, one of the things that stood out to me about that particular clip, and this just kind of, it makes me think about how I would have been. So Elliot talks about coming out as gay when he was 27. And like when I was 27, you know, I was in a relationship where I ended up marrying the person.
Yeah.
And at 27, he said it was the first time that he'd ever touched a person, like held their hand in public. How crazy is that? Think about that. Like, I remember the first time a girl actually wanted to hold my hand in, like, I think grade 7.
Yeah.
And I was, like, so proud. Of, like, you feel so good, right? Like, somebody likes you and they're willing to declare it publicly. And not having that experience till you're 27 years old. And it just makes us, we do want to, you know, we don't want to, I don't want to make it about anything other than this. If you are feeling like you need, there's some exploring in your life on your own timeline, just want to let you know that we love you and that you're among friends here. And we realize that there are people every day thinking about this every day. Mm-hmm. And Elliot is how old?
Elliot's 32, I do believe.
He's 32.
He's 32 or 33,
So he's our age.
Yeah.
And only now, looking in the mirror, and he says this later on in the interview, there I am. That's
astounding.
Think about that.
Astounding. And now using like his platform and privilege to speak out on this. So that 100%. Must be so exhilarating for him.
So. Absolutely. So amazing with Elliot. Can't wait to see the interview. And if this is something you can relate to, just know we're here for you. We love you.
We love you.
You live in a good part of the world for this sort of journey, and take as long as you need. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so we're out of here, but we wanted to remind you the everyday payday never stops. We need to get you in this drop.
Never.
So 1, 3, and 5. Never stops. 1, 3, and 5 this afternoon. Okay? And all you have to do is listen up for that keyword. Sam, James, Miles, all got keywords for you. We want to get you $100 every single day for an entire year. And you win a Google Smart Home Mini instantly just for entering the draw. It's like lining up for a bar, but they pay you cover.
And it's open.
Yeah. It's actually open. You can go to it.
And you can legally go inside
of it. That's right. So it's going to be raining the rest of the day. Tomorrow, a little bit cooler, but we're going to see some sunshine. And this weekend, 12 and 18 for the highs. We like this.
I do want to add that the farmers don't start.
Hang on, because
this weekend is going to be the first day of May, and the Farmers Almanac has predicted we're going to have a warmer than usual May.
Right on. That's cool.
You wait. The sun is coming for you.
I hope it does.
You wait.
Warmer than usual, though. That's the thing.
If it's like a degree difference, people will be like, see, Farmers Almanac. They
why are a little over average. Why am I here?
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.